Facts about the cheetah. The word cheetah is derived from the Hindi word meaning spotted one. The cheetah is the fastest land animal, reaching speeds of 45 to 70 miles per hour. Cheetahs have also been known to swim, although they do not like to. The cheetah is not one of the great cats because it does not have a floating hyoid bone in its neck and cannot roar. Therefore, it is a lesser cat. Cheetahs have been considered throughout history to be a sleek and beautiful cat. Cheetahs have been in captivity for over 5,000 years and were first tamed by the Sumerians. By far, the cheetah has been considered the easiest of the exotic cats to tame. The cheetahs were used as hunting partners for sport in Asia prior to a Syrian dynasty in Libya during the reign of the pharaohs. Their keen eyesight played a major role, which aided in the hunt. Cheetahs have also been pets to many people dating back to such historical figures as Genghis Khan and Akbar the Great of India and Mughal Emperor. Akbar had a collection of an estimated 6,000 cheetah, which only produced one litter each year. 25% of cheetah in captivity will breed more than once. This, along with several other studies, has proven the cheetah does not breed well in captivity. Subspecies information. The Asiatic cheetah was hunted to near extinction by the European and Asian royalty. Their beautiful pelt was a symbol of wealth and was worn proudly. Although the pelt was not coveted as that of the leopard, these cats were almost completely destroyed. Today, only an estimated 50 of this subspecies exist in small isolated groups scattered throughout eastern Iran. The king cheetah was once considered its own species. However, now it's been proven to be nothing more than a genetic mutation. King cheetah originated from Central Africa, where they were used for hunting. These cheetah were part of a breeding program to acquire genetic mutations, such as fur patterns, size, and rare and unusual color forms, with no regard to the genetic integrity of the species. This African cheetah can only be found naturally in Zimbabwe and South Africa's Transvaal province, provided that both of the parents carry the recessive gene. The cheetah is a tall and elegant cat in appearance. Large chest, narrow waist, long thin legs, and a slim, well-muscled build, this animal was definitely made for speed. The cheetah's coat varies from a tawny to golden tone, covered in a pattern of solid black spots averaging 0.75 to 1.5 inches in diameter. The cheetah's beautiful pelt became more protected in 1970, when the fur trade regulations were strengthened. The fur is coarse to the touch, not silky as it appears. The cheetah's long, thick tail has spots, which turn into rings, and at the end is tipped with white. The throat and abdomen are a creamy white in color. The cheetah has a small head with high-set eyes and short, rounded ears tipped with white on the back. The most well-known characteristic is, however, the distinct black tear mark, which runs from the inside corner of the eye down to the corner of the mouth. Cubs are born with a mantle of fur running from the back of the neck down to the rump. This clever disguise aids in camouflaging the kittens in the high grass while they're following their mother. This mane-like feature begins to disappear at the age of 3 months, but still remains visible at 2 years of age. The fur color of a newborn cub is medium gray, which gradually evolves into the adult colors by the age of 4 months. The king cheetah has a fur pattern mutation, which turned the small rounded spots into large connected black patches. This mutation is caused from a lack of genetic diversity. The cheetah weighs an average of 83 to 145 pounds, making them the same weight as that of a leopard. The length of a cheetah is approximately 70 to 86 inches from the tip of the nose to the end of the tail. Being an extremely tall cat, the cheetah stands an average of 32 inches tall. Newborn cubs weigh an average of 5.25 to 10.5 ounces. The body length of a cub is approximately 11.8 inches, which may vary. The cheetah's habitat. The cheetah prefers to live in open grasslands, savannas, dense vegetation, and sometimes even mountainous terrain. The open land of grasslands and semi-desert better accommodates the cheetah's way of hunting, which is running as opposed to the stalk and pounce method. Namibia is home to the largest population of cheetah at about 2,500 cats. Due to the continuous growth of farmland and expanding development, 95% of the Namibian cheetah live on cultivated farmland. The cheetah was once widely distributed throughout Africa, the Arabian Peninsula, Asia Minor, and even east of India. Fossils were recorded to be found from China, northern India, southern Europe, and as far as the western United States. Sadly, now the species is burning out and can be found sparsely scattered amongst Namibia, Kenya, Asia, as well as a handful of other small countries. The cheetah, above all else, is the most reproductive cat. Why then is it too endangered? The answer is twofold. Cheetah cubs often fall prey to lions, jackals, birds of prey, and hyenas, as the mother must leave them behind while hunting for food. Even if the mother was near, she could not fend off an animal as large as a lion or hyena. The cheetah was built for running, not fighting. 90% of cheetahs born die within the first 3 months, 50% of which are destroyed by predators. The other 40% fall victim to lack of genetic diversity. This is the second reason for their inability to survive. The genetic peril is responsible for weak and underdeveloped immune systems. Disease and illness attack a weak immune system, which in turn causes death. Most cubs do not even make it past 1 month old when this is the case. After a gestation period of 90 to 95 days, a female cheetah will give birth to a litter of 3 to 5 cubs. The largest litter recorded in captivity was 8. The male cheetah does not participate in the rearing of the cubs. The mother may leave the cubs for as long as 48 hours in order to hunt for enough food to sustain her in a lactating state. If the food supply is too scarce, the mother may abandon the cubs so as to maintain her way of life. Also, if the litter is lost within the first few weeks, the female will come into estrus in the next few days. If this is not the case, the mother will return and move the cubs from one location to another to better hide the smell of her young from predators. Sometimes, the mother will even wait until night falls to return to her cubs so that she is not as easily followed. Cheetah cubs. Cheetah cubs are usually weaned from 6 to 8 weeks and will then leave the den and follow the mother from then on. If a young cub loses its original family due to some great misfortune, it will find another family and join them despite the ill will from the new mother and being outcast by the new brothers and sisters. At 5 months old, the cubs are playing with one another, sharpening their stalking, chasing, and wrestling skills in a playful manner. At 6 months, the mother cheetah will fetch live prey, injuring it, and then giving it to the cubs so that they may practice the art of the kill. At 8 months, the cubs are chasing inappropriately large prey, such as giraffes. A cheetah will not be a very skilled and efficient hunter until about 3 years of age. Cheetah cubs kill less than 10% of the prey which the family feeds on. At 15 to 24 months, the cubs will leave the mother, but may stay together for several more months. Young females will leave her brothers when they reach sexual maturity. Young males will travel far from the parents and will lay claim to a territory as large as 300 to 800 square miles. Young females will stay closer to home and may even overlap territory with the mother. The cheetah's social system. Female cheetahs are solitary animals except when rearing a litter. mothers with cubs will usually stay within close proximity of one another. Females only come in contact with other cheetahs in order to mate. Males, on the other hand, will sometimes form coalitions of 2 to 3 in order to defend more land. These coalitions are mostly formed between brothers, but sometimes include outsiders. 30% of coalitions are unrelated. Males are not territorial towards each other, but are in fact towards other males or coalitions. Due to coalitions fighting against one another, the ratio is dropped to 1 male for every 2 females. Communication. Cheetahs communicate in many different ways. Some of these are through vocalizations such as purrs, bleats, barks, growls, hisses, and a high-pitched chirping sound. Another way to communicate is through marking. A cheetah will mark their territory by urinating or by cheek and chin rubbing. Saliva that is secreted contains the same chemical information about the animals as does the urine. Cheetahs will mark territory so they can better avoid one another. Hunting. The cheetah is the fastest land animal, reaching a top speed of 70 miles per hour. The cheetah, however, can only run for short sprints of up to 300 yards. These sprints will usually last for 20 seconds, but rarely ever reach a full minute. Non-retractable claws and tough pads on their feet closely resemble that of a dog. These features offer better traction to get to those high speeds. A long, heavy tail acts as a rudder for making those sharp turns while in pursuit. The cheetah's long, fluid body is set over extremely light bones. This, accompanied with large nasal passages and oversized lungs, liver, heart, and adrenals, enable rapid physical response. This response is imperative to accommodate the cheetah's way of hunting. A strong, spring-like spine gives added reach to the cheetah's long legs. A stride is the measured distance between successive imprints of the same paw. With the added reach given by the spine, one stride can stretch as far as 7 to 8 meters. The cheetah averages 4 strides per second, or 1 stride per 0.28 seconds, as the horse averages 1 stride per 0.44 seconds, and can reach top speeds of 43 miles per hour. The cheetah can outrun the horse, going from 0 to 45 miles per hour in 2 seconds flat, though this will not last very long. The horse would inevitably win in the long run. Cheetahs are equipped with several special features that are crucial in successful and efficient hunting. Binocular vision is a very important asset since cheetahs rely on sight to hunt as opposed to scent. The retinal fovea of the eye is of an elongated shape, giving a sharp, wide-angle view. The aspect of the eye is also adapted for speed. The dark tear marks on the cheetah's face reduce glare from the bright sun also and aid in excellent vision. The cheetahs will perch upon a fallen tree or rocky ledge to scope out the surroundings and potential prey. The cheetah is also a very vocal animal with the ability to mimic the calls of some birds by displaying a high-pitched chirping sound. When a bird falls for this deceiving call, it will also fall prey to the sly cheetah. The cheetah is a carnivorous animal and a diurnal hunter, which means it hunts during the day, usually early morning and late afternoon. Cheetahs are solitary hunters except when living in a coalition. When this is the case, they will hunt in groups so they can take down larger prey. Unlike the common misconception, the cheetah will pick out animals that have strayed from the herd as a target, not necessarily the weak or old. After chasing down and catching the prey, the cheetah suffocates larger animals with a bite to the jugular and holding for as long as 15 to 25 minutes. Smaller animals are killed with a quick bite to the head, usually killing them instantly. By this time, the cheetah is so tired from the chase that it must wait for as long as a half an hour before consuming its meal and could not fend off other predators who might want to steal the cheetah's dinner. The cheetah's resting heart rate is approximately 120 to 170 beats per minute, while its heart rate after a chase is 200 to 250 beats per minute. The cheetah's resting breaths vary from 20 to 30 per minute, depending on whether the cheetah is in direct sunlight or in the shade. After a chase, the cheetah's breaths per minute are 150 to 200. When done resting, the cheetah will quickly eat, as they cannot defend their food from other predators. For this reason, they will not bury the food and come back for another meal. Half of the cheetah's hunts are successful. The other half are hard life lessons. The cheetah's diet consists of a wide range of prey, from steenbok, rabbits, wild beast calves, duikers, kudu, and impala, to springbok, hartebeest, oryx, roan, sable, birds, and warthog. The most preferred and most hunted by the cheetah, however, is the Thompson's gazelle. Something about these graceful animals just makes a cheetah's tummy roar. Cheetahs consume an average of 6 to 8 pounds of food each day, and in some cases may go as long as 4 to 10 days without water. Extinction is forever. The cheetah is considered endangered. Humans have been proven to be the most feared predator by the cheetah. Living space and adequate food supply is being robbed from these innocent creatures. Farmland is expanding into the cheetah's natural environment, leaving the cheetah to move on or be killed by paranoid farmers. A law was passed authorizing ranchers to shoot on sight any cheetahs due to an alleged imposing threat to livestock. In 1980 alone, ranchers killed a reported 6,829 cheetahs. Poachers also pose a threat to the cheetah, whose pelt was coveted and is doomed to become a fad. In the 1960s, 1,500 cheetah pelts each year were imported into the United States due to an accessory fad. It was considered hip and a sign of wealth to wear a cheetah fur. The number of cheetahs has consistently dropped every year since 1900. In 1900, there were over 100,000 cheetahs. In 1970, the numbers plummeted to 20 to 25,000 cheetahs. And to this day, there are only 10,000 cheetahs, 1/10 of which live in captivity. Due to the unavailability of land and food and the dangerous threat brought on by ranchers and poachers, the cheetah's lifespan in the wild is 4 to 6 years, whereas in captivity, the cheetah will live 10 to 15 years. The cheetah has suffered a dramatic 90% decline over the past century, becoming extinct in 18 countries of its original range, with less than 10,000 adults surviving in Africa and a meager 50 in Asia, mainly around Iran's Khavir Desert, due to severe habitat loss, overhunting, and poor breeding in captivity. As of November 2008, the critically endangered cheetah, the world's fastest land animal, was set to obtain added international protection at a United Nations-backed conference seeking to strengthen conservation of the species that often crosses national borders. A 2003 field tag recommendation says, "After determining correct husbandry techniques for reproduction, cheetah populations have increased without the need for additional founders. Unfortunately, recent importations usually sought specimens of the king or rex color morphotypes, which are not appropriate for conservation breeding. Some of those individuals have been imported without regard to genetic need and often related to individuals already in North America. The target population for cheetahs in North America is 300 individuals. Since disease and stress are such prevalent causes for cheetah mortality, many of the new breedings will take place off zoo properties."